Right, welcome to Yes Mother Podcast. We're a podcast covering the A&E show Bates Motel. I'm Emily. I'm from the McKinley cast, which is the Freaks and Geeks intro cast, and I'm hosting this podcast with my sister Susan.
Hello. I'm not from a podcast. I just listen to podcasts.
Sue's a podcast virgin. Anyway, we're, like I said, we're sisters. I don't know. What should we tell them about us?
Well, I am Emily's older sister, Susan, but from now on, you can call me Sue.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that because I know you go by Susan, but there's no way I can take out like 30 plus years of Sue.
I know.
So it's going to happen.
That's fine. No.
Okay.
We are from Utah.
From Utah. Yep.
Yep.
We come from a family of seven.
Yes, and seven kids. All the same, mom and dad, crazy.
Yep. Yep. So. Anyway, we love Bates Motel, and we think that it could use a podcast.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a little familiar with Bates Motel. It's a show on A&E, and it's kind of a modern prequel to the movie Psycho that was made in the 60s, but this is kind of the story of what happens, how Norman got to be where he is and how his mother got to be where she is, which is stuffed in a fruit cellar.
Spoiler. Actually, I looked it up. The original Psycho movie came out in 1960, so
1960, okay.
So it came out, what, that over 50 years ago? And they're finally coming around to, someone had the brilliant idea of, let's tell the story of Norman and his mother and how he became the Norman that we know in the movie. And it's great.
It is such a great idea. There's so much that we don't know in that movie. You know, it's a great movie.
And yes.
But there's just so many unanswered questions, and it leaves you wondering how in the world Norman, you know, what happened his whole life. So this show takes Norman, he's 17. There's been one season of the show, so he's in high school. They just bought the motel. We'll get into that more when the season starts, but that's kind of where the show starts us. Is Norman right. In high school, and he's living with his mother, and they just bought the Bates Motel and the iconic house next to it.
Such a creepy house.
Yeah, you watch the show and you wonder how they don't just look at it and be like terrified by its sight.
I know, and I wish I went to Universal Studios where they, if you go on the little guided tour, you can see the Psycho house.
Oh, but yeah.
I didn't go on the tour because you have to go over that Jaws part.
That, like, mechanical
yes.
Jaws.
Yes, and I know it's so stupid, but I just can't do it.
Do you know it's, like, only, like, 5 feet long?
I know.
And so fake looking.
But Jaws ruined my life, and I just, the thought of it, seriously, it gives me goosebumps even thinking about it, so... Yeah, I was on a business trip, and I was like, you guys go ahead. I'm going to go look over here.
Oh boy, that doesn't
I
surprise
know.
me, actually.
So, anyway, yes, Emily and I both love the original 1960 movie as well. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was the first horror movie I ever saw.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't think it was. We'd watch some weird horror movies when I was like
I
little.
know.
I remember watching like all the Freddy Kruegers and all of the what are they called? The Friday the
Friday
13th
the 13th.
movies from a little kid. I don't know
Yeah.
why. We had a weird house,
Mom and
but
Dad were kind of weird that they were okay with that.
yeah. So anyway, so we watched them all, and I'm sure Psycho wasn't my first, but I saw it pretty young, and it has always fascinated me.
Yeah, I would say I was probably 8 or 9 the first time I saw it, and just loved it. Loved it.
Yep.
And this reimagining, as soon as I heard that they were going to do it, I was just on board. I was like, that is going to be so good. And I love the way they do it. Do you want to talk about the actors a little bit then, or?
Yeah, let's do. So, they've named the mother Norma, as she does not have a name in the movie. And there's a book on it. We should read that.
Oh, is there?
I think the movie was based on a book.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
But anyway, so we should read that. So Vera Farmiga, she plays the mother. I know her only from the movie Up in the Air. Did you ever see that?
I did, and I liked it a lot. I was kind of looking at her IMDb credits, and Up in the Air is really the only thing I'm familiar with, except for The Departed. She was in The Departed, and I love that movie.
No, that's one I missed somehow.
And she's in The Conjuring, which I haven't seen yet, but
I've heard scary things about that.
yeah, it's one that Booker and I are going to go see. Booker is our nephew, and he's our sister Catherine's boy, and he and I are horror movie buddies. So we're just waiting for it to come out on DVD to watch it.
Yeah. I watched most of my horror movies like in a fetal position on our bed in the alone.
Oh, and I just noticed on her credit she's in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, which I haven't seen yet, but I just put it on my Netflix queue. It's supposed to be really, really good. And the name of her role is Mother.
Oh, wasn't the
Yeah.
fat.
Interesting.
She when did that come out? What is that?
2008. From what I remember, it's kind of an indie movie about, I want to say like a German kid. I don't know. German sounds familiar. I just remember hearing really good things about it and then kind of forgetting about it because a lot of movies like that don't really hit Utah. And if they do, they're only here for like a week or two.
Yeah,
So
we've got like one indie theater and we go to
we
it.
go. But yeah, a movie like The Boy in the Striped Pajamas isn't going to play in Utah for very long because we're lame.
Right, we're lame. We're better than a lot of areas in the country, though, I've noticed. But it was weird you said German, because that title made me think of the kid with a bike, which is French. Anyway, Boyd Strike. Pajamas.
But anyway,
Kid in a bike. Okay, anyway.
so Vera plays Norma, which, I mean, if you're named Norma and then you name your son Norman, that's just gonna cause problems.
That's true, although why isn't it as weird when it's a father's name?
Because I just think that's just a tradition.
Yeah.
So I just think it's weird. I don't know. I love that they did that because it just starts, I don't know. It makes me laugh.
In Utah,
But
people like to combine the mom's and the dad's name and make these
oh,
hideous, awful names.
so annoying.
It's great. It's so bad.
Oh.
It seemed like to be a trend a little more like 70 years ago, because it's almost every old person in Utah has got this totally messed up name.
A lot of the male names start with La something, Laverne,
Duh.
Laverl,
Deverl.
Laverl.
It's great. It's a terrible tradition. Anyway. Okay.
So she is fantastic as Norma. Vera Farmiga is amazing in this role, I think.
Yeah, in fact, I'd call her the shining star of the series.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's fun to just see the mother alive.
Right.
You know, and see her interact with Norman, because, you know, again, we're just so used to the story of Psycho as we know it, where Norman is already a killer.
Right. We know Norman. We know that she ends up in a fruit cellar stuff.
In a fruit cellar.
And this is a woman that bore a child that did that, talks in her voice, and
dresses in her clothes.
Dresses in her clothes and wig. Which brings us to Freddie Highmore, who plays Norman Bates. He's a British actor. He's been in Finding Neverland. We both know him from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's in a show called Toast I might watch sometime.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I noticed that he was in the Spiderwick Chronicles, which Cam and I saw for some reason.
Sue and Cam don't have any kids.
Yes,
yeah, they saw the Spiderwick Chronicles.
I don't know why. But
like in a theater?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, to get Cam to go to a movie theater is, I think the last thing he saw was Spider-Man 2 in theater.
We both have husbands that don't frequent theaters for different reasons. But
yep.
And I'm sure Cam sees like 3 times as many movies as Rob does. But
yes, Cam likes movies. He just won't go to a theater. He's got a bit of anxiety, and movie theaters just freak him out.
Right, and Rob just
doesn't like movies.
It's half disinterested. Okay, the man will see a movie if it's less than an hour and a half long. That's about his limit. If it's any longer, it doesn't matter how good it is.
Yes, I remember when we all went to go see Blades of Glory, and I told him it was like 88 minutes, and he's all, oh! He was all tired. So, anyway, Freddie Highmore, I think, is perfect casting for Norman Bates. I really like him.
I'm going to have to pause for a second. Oh. All right, where were you?
We were talking about Freddie Highmore and how much I like him cast as Norman Bates. I think he's perfect in the role.
Yeah, me too. I really like him, and he does a great American accent. You'd never know he was British.
Nope. And he just seems to capture what you would think of a teenage Norman Bates to be. Like, kind of socially awkward, but nice and gentle, you know?
Yeah, and he kind of wants to fit in, but yeah, he's socially awkward. He does an excellent job in that role, and you sympathize with him.
You do.
And you like him. And, you know, I like Anthony Perkins.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you like him too.
You do. That's the interesting thing about Norman. In fact, it just hit me. Norman Bates might be one of the first. You know how, like, all the heroes nowadays, like Dexter and Walt White and stuff, they're these horrible men, but you like them.
That's true. That's
you
totally
know, Norman
true.
Might be one of the first kind of, because you kind of like him in the movie.
Yeah.
And definitely in this series. And it's just fascinating because one of the things I love the most about this show, and we've talked about this before, is how we know how it ends.
Right.
We know what happens to Norman and Mother, well, Norma, as we now know her. And so it's just fascinating to see him as a 17-year-old kid and what he is like and what his interactions with his mother. And Freddie does a great job.
Yeah, it's a different type of storytelling where, you know, you don't get all the time where you know the end result. And so
right.
It's fun to see how we got there.
Yep, yep.
Some movies do that sometimes, but not a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of one, but I'm sure
Breaking Bad had a few in the last season, you know, they would fast forward a few years, and so you'd know, you know.
That's true.
So there was a little of that, but yeah, nothing like this.
Yeah. So then we also we got introduced to Dylan, Norman's brother. We didn't know he had a brother.
Yeah, the movie decided, hey, what if Norman Bates had a brother at some point? What
happened
to him? We don't know. He's not the main of the hotel, you know, during the movie.
So it'll be interesting to see that, and I think the guy who plays him is good, too. I like him. His name's Max. Thoreau? Is that how you say
Thoreau, but it's not spelled like Henry David.
Right. It's got...
Looks more French, maybe.
Yeah.
And the T.
I would think that the T is silent, so I'm going to go with Thoreau or Thurio. But he's good. He's got great eyes.
Yeah. And they kind of look like brothers. I can buy that. Yeah. Or maybe it's someone. They look related. It's either the mom...
Well, you can. He definitely kind of looks like he could be Vera Farmiga's son. They kind of have similar eyes, and I don't know. I think it's good casting. I like the character. I think it's an interesting addition to the Bates family.
Yeah, I just remember. I remember two characters thinking, "Oh, they did good casting that. They look related."
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was now. Oh well.
And then, I don't know, those are really the main...
Well, Nestor, sorry, that's all.
Nestor Carbonell.
Nestor Carbonell. He plays the sheriff. He's from, you might know him from, as Richard Alpert from Lost.
Lost, yeah.
Which one of the writers or creators, producers, is Carlton Cuse from Lost, is doing the show. Yeah, and I think that's about... the only people we need to really discuss.
Yeah, there's Emma, played by Olivia Cooke. She's great. I like her character, too.
Yeah, she's kind of a high school friend of Norman's.
Right, right. Yeah, and then there's just some lesser characters that we'll talk about once we start watching the episodes.
Right. So basically, there's been one season of Bates Motel so far, and we're going to get season 2 starting on March 18th. And so Sue and I were thinking we would go through all of the episodes from now until then. We'll do it in kind of a, you know, we've both seen the whole season 1, but we thought we'd go through them just mainly spoiler free. It should be very spoiler free. We'll kind of try and go like you haven't seen them yet. So you can watch along and listen along to our podcast if you want. And then when season 2 starts, we'll be going weekly for however long the show lasts, I think.
Yeah, that's the plan. We were also kind of thinking of once we're finished, because there's 10 episodes of season 1, and so we were kind of thinking of after we finish up the 10 episodes, perhaps rewatching the 1960 Psycho.
Yeah, we thought that would be fun, and from the point of view of seeing the first series, we can... watch that movie, and you guys can watch it, and we can talk about everything we've like seen in the show, what we can relate to it, details, because I haven't seen the movie in years. I don't think you have either.
I haven't seen the 1961 in probably 15, 20 years, or even more. I've seen the the remake, the Gus Van Sant with Vince Vaughn. I've seen that twice. I don't want to watch that one again.
Yeah, Sue has Vince Vaughn nightmares, like creepy, scary ones every time she watches that movie. So she's not willing to watch
it
again.
Both times I saw it, I had a horrible nightmare about Vince Vaughn. It's so weird because I've seen him in other things and never had a nightmare about him. But something about him and Norman Bates just, I don't know, it's weird.
I don't have that problem, so I am going to rewatch it. Probably around the time we watch that, just, I don't know, for fun.
Yeah. It's shot for shot, so it's just kind of weird that it even happened, but
right.
Whatever.
But I only remember just tiny little details about it. I'm curious to see it again and to see the whole thing.
Right.
Because I don't remember it very well. I think I saw it the year it came out, and then never again.
So we have set up an email account.
Yep, we are at yesmotherpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and we totally invite listener feedback, because Emily and I will admit up front, you know, we're not TV critics, and we might just miss something that was pretty obvious.
Yes. And I often just watch, I like to talk about the show afterwards, but I am not like the theory queen or anything like that. So we really are hoping we get some listeners to step up and give us some theories that we can discuss, because we probably won't come up with a ton. We'll come up with a few.
Probably not.
But yeah. Probably not.
We'll come up with a few, but yeah, I'm sure some pretty obvious things are going to just go over our heads, and so listener feedback would be great.
Yeah, we're going to be on, we are already on Twitter at Yes Mothercast, and we are also starting a Facebook group that's just the Yes Mother Podcast, I think.
Yep.
Is that what I called it? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and yeah, so we'll cover the episode, just kind of talk about it, you know, the plot and just our thoughts on it mm-hmm. every week. And we also thought, and then we'll do some listener theories and feedback if we have any. Please have some. Maybe some news relating to the Bates Motel. That'll probably be more in season two.
Right.
We might do a big news, you know, I'm sure we'll have some news at the end of the series when it's revving up.
Yep.
But we also thought we would discuss a little bit just general things that Sue and I have been watching. Because, you know, we're sisters and we like to talk about that stuff.
Yep. And, yeah, we might be watching a TV show that one of you have been thinking about, and we can tell you if we like it or not.
Yeah, and it just seems like whenever we get together to talk, we're going to discuss what we've been watching. So it's only natural we'll just do it on this podcast, because I bet this is the most we talk every week.
Probably. Probably will be. You know, speaking of, what have you been watching lately? Why not do it on this one?
Okay, well, I just started watching The Bates Motel this week, and I finished it.
I've heard of that.
Okay. You guys are going to get maybe a weird idea of me up front. Because for some reason I started watching Friday Night Lights.
Hey.
It's okay. It's, I don't know, I'm in season four. It's fun, you know, to watch while I'm playing Candy Crush or something at night.
I watched that entire series last year.
No,
I did, and I really liked it, and I am not a football person.
No. But you know
whatsoever.
What? As much as I hate to watch football and don't get it, I am a sucker for a sports movie.
I kind of am too. Yep.
And this is kind of like a long sports movie. So,
it is. It is. And it is a really good show. I only watched it because some of the other podcasts I listen to, if they talk about like their favorite TV shows, it seems like Friday Night Lights comes up all the time.
Yes. And
like, so that you don't even expect it to.
The biggest reason I did was for Jesse Plemons, because he plays a part on Breaking Bad. Sue and I are big Breaking Bad fans.
Yep.
He played a part in that, and a podcast I listened to, The Ones Who Knock, on that show, you know, the girl host, she's from Pajiba.com, she always talked about him from Friday Night Live, what a great character he is, and what a, he's just like the most lovable guy, and so it's really weird to see, I'm going to take care of Eleanor for a second,
okay.
She's not yelling anymore, just a minute. Yes. Okay. So.
So you've been watching Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
And yes, his character in Friday Night Lights, he is such a nice guy. I mean,
yeah.
And he's got a great arc, and yeah, you're really going to like him in that show.
Yeah. I think last night I just started the last season.
Oh, so you're already, okay. I thought
I've been watching it for weeks now.
even keeping a secret, you were embarrassed.
Hey, you never even told me you saw it.
My secret shame.
And of course, I'm watching Freaks and Geeks. I watch that for my intro cast.
Yep, same.
I am, for that show, I'm someone that's, it's an intro cast, so there's two of us that have seen the show, love the show, know all about the show, and we're introducing, through the podcast, three, we call them newbies, that they, like, basically have never even barely heard of the show. Like,
that's what it sounds like when I've listened to the podcast, like, they didn't even know it existed.
Right, they just, nothing. So they're going in very fresh, unspoiled, they don't look up anything, they don't watch ahead. So we are able to get a pure, it's just fun. We get to introduce it to them and hear their reactions and their predictions and all of that. So I'm always watching Freaks and Geeks. We're on episode 5 now, so it's kind of new.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything else I'm really watching.
Just started, I'm a little over halfway done with the 3rd season of The Killing.
That's on my short list. I think it's on my queue.
And I am not loving it.
So I heard it's like, it's a little like Who Killed Laura Palmer, a little Twin Peaks-ish.
Kind of. Have you seen the first 2 seasons or you just haven't seen it at all?
Nothing.
Okay. So the first 2 seasons I thought were really good. But this 3rd season, I don't know what it is. The acting is so bad. The lady who plays the main character, Linda, she kind of bugged me a little bit the first couple seasons, but this season I can barely watch, and it's kind of turning into one of those I have to watch because I hate it now.
Oh, you got to watch the train wreck.
I got to watch the train wreck. Exactly. I don't know. The writing seems really bad. Everyone just seems to be overacting, and I'm not all that interested in the storyline, and so it's just, I was so disappointed because I really liked the first 2 seasons, and so I was really excited when I saw on Netflix that season 3 was streaming, and phew. Yeah, it's painful.
Might check that out sometime.
Yeah, and other than that, I discovered a show on Netflix. My sister-in-law told me about it, called Haven. I've watched 5 or 6 episodes of that. It's kind of a fun show. It's it kind of reminds me a little bit of X-Files. It takes place in this small, and it's based on a Stephen King short story or novel called like the Cincinnati Kid or something like that, or the Colorado Kid.
Oh, is that the one, or Little Girls Lost in the Forest?
Well, each episode is a different story, and it's an FBI agent who comes to this small town to help find a guy who escaped from prison or something, and she kind of partners up with the local sheriff there.
Does she, like, hear things through the radio? I swear I've read this book.
Well, it's, maybe that'll happen. I can't think of that happening yet, because each episode, like, there's a whole different story, like a whole different paranormal thing going on in this town, and they try and solve it. So it's kind of X-File-y, where they're, you know, investigating. Like one recent episode I saw, it, like, this guy's shadow was going around killing people. Just his shadow. With, like, so it's kind of that kind of storyline. There was one where this, like, mythological woman comes and anyone that she sleeps with, like, ages really rapidly. Like, within a day or two, they go from, like, 20 years old to, like, 90. So it's kind of stories like that. I mean, I've been entertained so far. It's not one that, like, when one gets over, I'm like, I got to watch the next one, you know?
Right.
But it's kind of fun. And I liked The X-Files, and so it's, I don't know. I like it, but I don't know if I'd highly recommend it, but check it out.
Is it like a current show?
I think so. I think there's 2, maybe 3 seasons of it on on Netflix, and since I don't have cable, so I don't have cable people, I hate reality shows, and my husband and I got tired of paying for 90% reality TV.
Right.
So we turned off cable, and we rely on like Hulu and Netflix, and so I think it's the current show like on the Sci-Fi Channel, I think.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, speaking of current shows, I guess right now I'm following American Horror Story, The Coven, and The Walking Dead, and Supernatural. Do you watch Supernatural, Sue?
No, but I added it to my queue. I've heard pretty good things, so...
It's kind of fun. It's not the greatest show you've ever seen, but it's worth watching. The story arcs are pretty fun. The boys, the brothers, are pretty funny. I really like them. It's and it's long. It's like, what, in its ninth season, so, you know, you're gonna be watching that a while to catch up. But it's pretty good, and there is some genuinely scary episodes.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, so it's these two boys, and they're called Hunters, which, you know, there's like a whole paranormal world out there that only, there's like hunters out there that fight them, you know.
Right.
Vampires, ghosts, demons, and it started with their mom being killed by it. I guess I'm getting all spoilery, but it's in the first episode, but you don't really know what it is that kills her, but basically she's Sam, the younger brother, is a tiny baby in his crib, and she ends up on the ceiling engulfed in flames and dies. And so that's what makes, you know, the dad a hunter, and he turns his two boys, now that, you know, their mother's dead, into hunters. Sam kind of fights it. He went to college, but Dean, the older brother, is a lot more serious and stayed with his dad hunting. And
okay.
So every episode, it's basically a new job, and they drive around the country when they find something's going on that they hear in the news that they know probably has a paranormal element to it, and they fight it. So it's, there's, you know, there's a lot of episodes of the week that's just a random ghost, you know, and just a good story. And then there's a heavy arcing, like a lot of genre shows, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I think it was just one of those shows, because I love anything about the supernatural, paranormal.
You like this. It is absolutely good enough to watch.
But isn't it a CW show?
Yeah.
So it is. I think that's why I kind of...
And I don't blame you.
You know, I just don't do the CW shows.
What is that, Vampire Diaries and stuff? I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Right, exactly.
But and it's, this one's good. I think this is their shining star, and I think they put most of their money in it, and real legitimate people actually like this show.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's why I added it to my Netflix list. Is that what they call it now? But I'll try. I also watched the fifth season of Sons of Anarchy. It just came on Netflix, and I love Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, that's one I haven't gotten into yet.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's one that Cam always teases me. He teases me about my shows. He calls it a soap opera with bikes. Start collecting soap opera in space.
Wait, which was that?
Battlestar.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I saw Firefly, though.
Oh, did you? You should watch Battlestar. It's good. Good, good, good.
That's what I hear.
Yep. So, but yeah.
Yeah, my husband teases my shows too. That's okay.
Well, my husband has, Cam has no ring. We'll watch The Rifle. One of the channels that we have, because we have a digital antenna, is like this MeTV, and it shows like old TV shows, and, you know, like it in the evenings, there's Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke Show and Bob Newhart, the good ones, but then it's terrible, like, ooh, Emergency and The Rifleman, and he loves them. So, you do.
I think Rob's only guilty pleasure is the, what's it called? The Good Wife. He loves it.
Oh, really? I've never
Yes.
seen it.
I haven't either. Well, I see little pieces of it because he's an avid watcher.
Oh, Cam and I did recently watch Hell on Wheels to Netflix, and we both really liked that.
Hell on Wheels. I've never heard of that.
It's Civil War, and it's basically the making of like the Transcontinental Railroad from, I think they're in like Indiana or something, and they're building the railroad. And wackiness But it's good. It's good. I don't know. I liked it. So, I don't know. I think, is that about it for the
I think that's about
introduction?
it. For our first show, next show, we're going to cover episode one, the pilot. I think it has a name. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it maybe tonight. Booker's over. Maybe I can get him to watch it with me.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'd like it.
Okay, it's called First You Dream, Then You Die.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Cool. So we will hopefully be recording that soon. We're gonna try and do this as consistent as we can. We've got, what did we figure, 17 weeks before the second season starts, and we're probably gonna
Yeah,
do
we have about 12
about
episodes.
12 podcasts to do. So we'll, I think they'll come out once a weekish.
Yes, we will try hard. I am be nice to me because this will be my first time editing anything ever. It's not going to be fancy.
Not going to be fancy. Not going to be
No.
one of those fancy podcasts.
No, indeed.
The sidewalk wasn't made for fancy walking.
Wow, only one Simpsons quote
Only one.
episode.
Yes, I Simpsons is I speak in Simpsons.
Yes.
So watch out. All right then. So I guess until next time.
Till next time, I'm Emily.
And I'm Sue.
And we're, this is Yes, Mother, and we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next week.
All right, bye.
I've been leading to someone, take care of me tonight. As I walk into Dorian's, can you see it in my eyes? My boots are on the mend, I lay walking home. Street tar and summer, they do a job on your soul. Street tar and summer, they do a job on your soul. Jen is watching cover shy, my head's feeling light. I've been leading someone, take care of me tonight. Ellie have, Ellie away, so I split. Just getting louder, what's gonna get me out of this? I spent the night in the map room, I humanized the vacuum. Candlelight.
So, all right. Well, are we going to have like a little ending thing that we say? Be careful in the shower. If you check into a hotel and there's a taxidermied owl.
Go somewhere else. Go down the road.
So
maybe
all right.
It's worth driving another 15 minutes. Especially if you're blonde.
Yes. Oh.
We'll be right back.
All right.
So what do you think? I think it went pretty good.
Sure.